The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The quest to convince Iran that it doesn't need nuclear weapons is in the divide and confuse stage. The UN Security Council insisted that Iran stop enriching uranium, so Iran comes back with a proposal that stops short of not enriching uranium, but which includes just enough conciliatory language so that China and Russia, which both do business with Iran, won't support any punishment. That divides and confuses the Security Council, delaying action long enough that Iran might in fact be able to build the bomb it says it has no interest in building. All of you couples who've raised teenagers know exactly how this works. The kid always ends up getting the keys. More after this. The UN Security Council is considering Iran's latest offer to negotiate the details of its nuclear program, but there are plenty of skeptics convinced that Iran is just buying time, while deep underground those uranium centrifuges keep spinning. Samer Shahata, who teaches at the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies at Georgetown, points out that no matter which way Iran looks, it sees U.S. troops. After the fall of Saddam, Iran concluded that if you want to deter the United States, you better do more than simply pretend to have nuclear weapons. The U.S. is hoping to tempt Iran into compliance by providing safe nuclear technology and resuming sales of Boeing passenger jets. But a sleek and fuel-efficient 787 is not going to offer much of a deterrent to invasion. And with the emergence of Hezbollah as a credible fighting force, and the U.S. running out of ideas and fresh troops next door in Iraq, all Iran has to do is divide and confuse and keep spinning that uranium. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 23rd, 2006.